So joining me now, Nick Kovacevic, who is the CEO of Kushco Holdings, a company that sells vaping devices. Thank you. I appreciate you being here and, you know, talking about this. It's obviously a controversial subject, Nick. What do you say to those parents who say that your companies like yours and others are trying to hook kids on smoking again?
Yeah, so first of all, obviously, very scary situation there, and worse for others. So we feel terrible, as does everyone in our industry. Now, to be clear, our company only participates in the cannabis and CBD industry. We sell vaping devices for companies that are in those channels. Mm-hmm. We have no affiliation with the nicotine and the e-cigarettes, which has had a prolific problem attracting teens to their devices, and that is something that our industry is learning from and hopefully is not going to repeat those same mistakes.
We're off
to
a good
start,
but
it's a good refresher.
A lot of the kids use those devices, you know, as a way to use THC, and it doesn't smell like pot. You know, it smells very light in comparison. So, I mean, do you feel responsibility for that?
Well, here's the problem, right? It's the black market. This is how kids are getting access. So cannabis has done a great job of setting up legal frameworks in states where you can't even get past the security guard unless you show an ID that you're 21 years of age or older, right? That's not the same for nicotine industry where you can walk into a 7-Eleven or a convenience store and you see the product right behind the counter. So we have a good start. Now, we have to be consistent with that approach, and we have to make sure that we're not targeting and marketing to minors.
But so that's what's happening, and don't you think that in part, it could be happening because there's been so much legalization of pot across the country and it's more and more acceptable. So why would a kid think it's a big deal to, you know, use tobacco or THC in one of these devices? And you know, this family said that they didn't feel that that was the connection, but in other cases that I read about, they do think that it was THC used in the vaping devices that is causing this chemical reaction that has killed some people.